Transcript 4.2. You will hear an interview with a conservationist, Eddie Schirbaum, who talks about his work with animals. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the task.
On Nature Watch today, we're talking to Eddie Schirbaum, a leading researcher at the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Eddie, is it true that over 16,000 different species are close to extinction today?
That's correct. And that's hard for some conservationists to deal with. Many get quite depressed, because it's impossible to save every species. But I guess I'm lucky in that I'm a natural optimist. For me, if I can save only one animal, it's still all been worth it. Sometimes, yes, I get impatient because changes happen so slowly. But still, all in all, I know we're making a difference.
Why do you think so many animals have become endangered?
Whew, tough question. Well, I think the media is right to focus on the unlawful killing of animals for meat or fur, which in my view is completely immoral. Nevertheless, this is statistically much less significant than our destruction of forests and other natural environments, leaving animals without homes or food. And then there's the fact the planet's getting hotter. The effects of this are only just starting to be felt today, but I think it will become the single most important factor in the coming decades.
Conservation seems to be in the news a lot at the moment, particularly in the celebrity magazines.
Yes. I think conservation is one of the more glamorous green issues. By that, I suppose I mean that it's easier for people to feel passionate about wildlife than, say, pollution. It's also more photo-friendly, which is why it appeals to so many celebrities. It's easy to look good cuddling a cute baby seal. It's a bit harder when you're standing next to a rubbish dump.
Quite. I take it your work with wildlife is a bit more challenging.
Oh, yes. I love my job. But there have been days I fantasized about sitting in a quiet, clean office. People who don't work with animals tend to get sentimental and imagine it must be delightful. And, of course, sometimes it is. But I've been bitten, stung, and covered with droppings more times than I care to remember. No, animals don't make the most considerate work colleagues. Luckily, I find them fascinating all the same.
Do you have a favourite animal?
Oh, I don't really agree with that, I'm afraid. Of course, there are some I've grown fond of, but I try not to allow personal preferences to influence my work. Many wildlife charities prioritise aid to lovable furry mammals rather than ugly beetles or dangerous predators like sharks. But who are we to decide which animals are more important? However, it is fair to say that some species are harder to save than others.
Do give us an example.
Sure. Well, the wallrap ibis is a very rare bird that's almost extinct in Europe, its native home. It's not exactly pretty, but in my eyes it's got a kind of scruffy charm that's quite appealing. Unfortunately, it isn't very bright. To survive, it needs to migrate, that is, fly long distances, in order to breed. But many of these birds have forgotten how to fly. And if they do take off, they often get lost. Conservationists are currently taking to the sky in planes in order to teach the birds the right route.
Wow, that's quite incredible. So, what's your next project? Something less difficult, I hope?
Well, different anyway. Actually, I've just had to change my plans. I was due to go to Uganda next week, where I was going to track gorillas in the wild. Due to visa problems, though, I had to cancel. And now I'm off to India. I'll be studying a very rare purple frog, only discovered in 2003. This bizarre animal lives underground, feeding on a diet of termites. It's quite a hideous thing, round and slimy, rather like a giant slug. But I feel privileged to be working with such a remarkable creature.
Rather you than me. Well, I wish you the best of luck.